I came to Evergreen in 2010, 2011, kind of in between, halfway. I was a transfer student. I came in as a biochem major, and I studied human health and anatomy for about 4 years, and I was a biology pre-med major. And of course, the way Evergreen works is everything's interdisciplinary. And I discovered social justice and public health. And so I changed my degree to a more public health approach. And I ended up graduating with just a regular old bachelor's degree with a focus in human health sciences and sociology and public health. I actually had a full ride to another school and I turned it down, and a lot of people were confused because I am from Olympia. I'm born and raised in Olympia. And not only did I grow up on campus, I took swimming lessons and I did orchestra concerts and things on campus and Girl Scouts, but there's something about the culture and community at Evergreen, and I really liked the idea that you have not just a grade that reflects your work, but you have a full explanation of who you are as a student every quarter. I've even had some professors tell me they've written how many days you were gone in someone's evaluation. I mean, I never had that, but just really gives a full picture of who you are as a student. And I really liked the idea of being able to have a degree that not only said, hey, I've learned these things, but to really show who I am as a student and am as a person and a capable learner. Working in a biochem lab, when I was in high school, I spent my time over at Washington State University, and I was doing a lot of molecular work and doing gene splicing and making GMOs essentially. And I kind of had this epiphany that I felt like the things that I was doing wasn't really making an impact in the way I wanted to. And I wanted to work with people and I wanted to do something that was sort of for the greater good. And I felt like I wasn't going to be able to do that staying there. And so I came to Evergreen with the idea that I would be able to pursue my dreams and what I want, which is, I'm a very humanist, sort of wanting to help person, and I'd be able to accomplish that at Evergreen. So that's what made me decide to come there. It definitely altered some of the, because I took some queer studies classes when I was at Evergreen. I participated in a lot of queer groups on campus and did queer poetry slam. And really getting a chance to be open about my just gender identity and all of that, umbrella stuff really allowed me to express myself. And I was never able to previously, and so I stayed kind of in the hard sciences as a lab rat. And I kind of limited myself, and I was afraid to talk about who I am openly. And not that anyone would ever really judge me, but you get nervous or afraid or whatever. And once I took that queer studies class and started doing things on campus, it really opened up my artistic side of me, and I was able to incorporate a whole different path in my life. And it was really at that turning point that I started discovering more social justice issues, because I'd never been able to open that book, so to speak, about like my queer identity, or and realizing the history and all these other injustices, because all forms of oppression are intertwined. And so really getting the chance to look at that other part of myself, I was able to open up a whole other just can of worms, Pandora's box, so to speak. No, this sounds really weird, but I always had this sort of identity crisis that I felt like I was never like queer enough, or I didn't look like cool enough, so to speak, for the crowd. And even though I, participate in rallies and write strong-worded letters and go to the gay bars and I'm part of the community, I've always felt this sort of disconnect sometimes, even though I am an active member. And of course, like dating on campus when I was younger and stuff was always weird. Just there was sort of this disconnect, and I never felt cool enough. There's sort of this, I call them militant almost, this very elitist sort of group when I was on campus that made me feel really excluded and really nervous that, God forbid you be too heteronormative for anything. And I know that's such a buzzword, but yeah, it was that sort of issue, the heteronormativity. Where's the balance of quote normalcy? And where can you just find what makes you happy? And even if that is something normal or maybe not queer enough or whatever, and still belong to the queer community, you know, who gets to say that they are or aren't? Was it kind of weird? People really like to box themselves in sometimes to have that identity, to really, you know, encompass that identity to feel good about themselves. So one really powerful experience that I had at Evergreen was we took a class field trip, and we went to the Pacific Science Center, which when I was a kid, I always went there. But I never went as a college student with the mindset of, oh, this is for school and learning. And we went to the race exhibit that they were putting on. And it was really powerful, really emotional. And then we had a seminar on it the next day in class. And it was really intense. All of us did a good amount of crying. And, you know, race is a really hard issue to talk about. And I feel like we gloss over it a lot, especially in our society. And, you know, everyone likes to kid themselves and say everything's equal and fine, which it's totally not. And it was just a really powerful experience. And I never imagined in my entire life, even now when I look back, that, oh, that was an experience I had in class, you know, where people were crying and talking about these really heavy, deep-rooted issues, and that was it. I still think about that today. I really recommend, well, first of all, I feel like in our society, there's this huge expectation to know what you want right out of high school, and I feel like that's not realistic, because I was constantly pressured. I used to get grants from the Science Foundation, and I was so pressured to be this thing that I was not, and luckily at Evergreen, I was able to explore that and really find out what I was interested in. So I would, if they're younger and fresh out of, you know, don't have a ton of life experience, I really, you know, take a break if you need to, and explore what you're interested in. And don't forget to cultivate that, though, because there is a window that, you know, you kind of miss that opportunity where you get so set in life and have to, you know, pay for bills and work that you miss that window. So for a younger person, really explore what you want, and especially Evergreen. Evergreen's such a great place to come to, because you can have the opportunity to explore. You can do independent contracts, even like 2 credits on the side of, on top of, you know, whatever class you're doing. And especially even a class at Evergreen, you can make your own, and you can email a teacher and say, hey, you know we have this project. I'm really interested in this. Can I incorporate that? So for the young people, I would recommend being able to do that and keep exploring. For someone who's older and maybe has more life experience and is coming back to get a second bachelor's degree, or maybe starting their bachelor's that they never finished, you know, 15 years ago when they started having kids or something, go for it. I think there's a lot of fear. I mean, my mom's actually at Evergreen, and so her and I were in class together. And there's a lot of this weird stigma. I know people get kind of afraid coming back to school. Oh, I'm out of shape or whatever. My brain isn't how it used to be, or everyone else is younger than me and I won't fit in. And that is total bogus, because my favorite people in class to work with are the older people that have kids already, that have careers. They have so much rich life experience to bring to Evergreen, and especially with seminars. It's fantastic. They're my favorite people to work with. I always, anytime I have a group project, I'm like, you. Oh, you have kids? Yes, you. So, I'm all about Evergreen, clearly. So, but yeah, I guess that would be my advice, is jump on in. The water's fine.